Mary Farrell was born and raised in Lee County, where she says her family enjoys all the benefits of living in the country. There's fresh air, peace and quiet, and homegrown vegetables from her garden just outside the door. Today, Farrell's working her way through a plastic bag of green beans, snapping them into 2-inch segments.
I saute them with a little bit of olive oil and garlic, and then I also will freeze what I have, and then also eat fresh.
Farrell runs a vitamin store on a country road outside Sanford. She says she's grown used to natural gas sales reps knocking on her door, asking to lease her land. And she says there's been a steady stream of letters, too.
I'd say about a year ago, we were getting them. Then they kind of stopped for a while. Now, in the last month or two, we've noticed that we're getting a lot more.
Farrell says she's expecting that to continue. The fracking law creates a special commission to oversee the process of natural gas exploration. Lawmakers will have to vote again to allow drilling to begin. But in order for that to happen, enough landowners will have to lease their property to natural gas companies, and companies need to have a certain amount of contiguous land to install a circuit of wells. Farrell isn't sure yet whether her family will lease their property.
At this time, we're watching and kind of looking, waiting and seeing what all was going to happen and trying to find out what the truth is, how much damage can be done. We're just kind of gathering information.
So are other residents like Laura Johnson. She lives a few miles away down a gravel road that runs past a pond with hundreds of lily pads.
And this is where we spend a lot of time just because it's so nice. I bring the dogs down here like every day and go swimming and we go fishing and we got the canoe.
Like many other residents here, Johnson is concerned that fracking might harm the water supply. It pumps water mixed with chemicals into wells to break up the rock that traps pockets of natural gas. But those chemicals can get into the water table. An EPA study released last December linked fracking to contaminated drinking water in a town in Wyoming.
My biggest worry is that how am I going to know, you know, when my water is contaminated, if it gets that way? It's, you know, there's been talk about, you know, trucking in water, or the companies will, you know, if your well gets contaminated, that the companies will pay to bring in water. But the thing is, how long would I be drinking that before I'd know that it was contaminated?
Johnson has already tested her well, so she has a baseline record in case something bad happens. She refuses to lease the mineral rights to her 40-acre property, though some of her neighbors already have. A state utility law could compel her to lease her land, too, if wells are built on her neighbor's property nearby. But some of her neighbors aren't so worried.
If I hear one more person say it's going to kill the water, it's like, good gracious, please.
Frank Del Palazzo is a retirement planner who's also running for county commissioner. He thinks the chances of fracking causing environmental problems are minuscule. What's more worrisome, he says, is Lee County's unemployment rate that hovers around 11%. Del Palazzo says the jobs fracking could bring would be good for the area.
There are people who have been out of work for 2 years. And no, we don't want to rush to it, but by the same token, we don't want to unnecessarily delay what could be a blessing for a lot of people.
Del Palazzo thinks too many young people have to leave Lee County in order to find work. He says he's not opposed to leasing his mineral rights, but as a financial planner, he says the price many companies are paying per acre is far too low right now. In Pennsylvania, some leases have gone for as much as $500 per acre, but some families here have already leased their property for only a few dollars an acre. Betty Pascal is among them. She and her husband own about 100 acres of farm and forest land.
We may never see anything from it if they do start drilling, but our children, grandchildren, they might, if it does come about that they start drilling, you know, it might be good for them.
Pascal says she likes the idea of leaving a legacy for her children and grandchildren, but she still worries about the changes fracking could bring to Lee County.
We're just poor people, you know, we don't have a lot. And a lot of people think, oh boy, we can get rich off of this. People might be thinking, you know, not about the danger side of it, but what they're going to get out of it.
Pascal says she's heard stories of property owners in Pennsylvania who were left with a big mess to clean up after gas companies abandoned unproductive wells. She says she doesn't want any problems on her property that she can't afford to fix. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.